This is the Delmarva Power Postgame Show on the Shore Sports Network.
This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Bobby Collins coming over for the Delmarva Power Postgame Show.
Have you got him?
Congratulations. It was a three-point game at halftime. What did you say to your guys, and what did you see out of them in the second half? Just blew it open.
Well, we had a few choice words that I can't use on the radio. I don't use it, but my assistants laid into them pretty hard about we gave up 41 points. And we wanted to be a better defensive team. And being at home, we got to be better defensively. And second half, we really did a very good job of switching up our defense, and we were able to get to their shooters. They got open a couple of times, but they're a very good team, well-coached team. Coach Garvin does a tremendous job coaching his players. Just tonight was our night. We played a total game, and I don't know how many rebounds Kari Copeland had.
12.
I thought he had a phenomenal night on the boards, and he played like a man. And Isaac Taylor is playing strong, and he's doing some good things for us.
Kari Copeland, Bobby.
That's a phenomenal line.
He did. That's a phenomenal line there.
5 assists in 27 minutes.
That's one of the best games I've seen by individual player in 13 years I've been here, Bobby.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations today. Dante Caldwell had a quiet night. I mean, he had 16-7. That's a very good night for him in 24 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that shows that less means more with our guys.
Yep. And then
Bobby, also, what about Derek Opek? I mean, he's another stat stuffer, but he brings super energy off the bench. He had super energy in Florida for you. He's back here at home doing the same thing. It looks like to me he is really headed into the last part of his senior season geared to make the Hawks better.
Yeah, well, he's a senior.
Yeah, that's right.
I told him he had 9 precious games left. What is he going to do with them? And, you know, he's being a lot more assertive. We need for him to be assertive. And if he continues to play like that, we'll be a tough team to defend, especially with the way Isaac Taylor is playing. He's opening up a lot of things for everybody. So you got to pick your poison. Who are you going to guard on this team?
Yeah.
So,
and then free throws.
When we play unselfish, we're a very good team.
Yeah, you're right.
And then free throws, you look at this, 21 of 24. That's the mark of a well-prepared team, a team that is going to win every game if they hit by that margin.
Yeah, and I thought that we used our bench well. I can look at our numbers at the who played and how much they played. We were rested. Nathino played 33 minutes, but he did a lot of things. When he's not scoring, they still have to worry about him because he can go off on a number of threes at any time. Yeah. So I'm just proud of our team tonight, and it was.
We talked about that, Bob, about your bench coming in, because Chambers came off the bench in the first half and give you a little boost. He came off the bench again in the second half. No matter what his stats are, but guys, you were calling for him. You're pulling the right buttons tonight.
Well, we challenged Mike. Mike had a great practice this week. He actually played South Carolina State. And I said, hey, man, I'm going to run that play for you because he actually did a very good job. And we ran that play for him, first play for him,
right.
And he scored out of it. So I'm proud of the young man. I think our guys are really starting to gel.
Yeah, they are.
And I have a better understanding of what I have on my bench now.
Yeah, at exactly the right time. Thank you, Coach.
Congratulations, Bobby.
Bobby Collins, the victorious head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore. Their best win of the season, 92-67, 69 over South Carolina State.